Now joined by assistant coach Scott Holt here in the postgame show. Coach, what a great start for Scott City. And, you know, they did a good job of taking Goodland out of their game early, and we're just dominant from the word go once again.
Wow. You know, what can you say about that except for defense? I tell you, you know, it's the one thing the coach has been talking about, that the defense is the thing that's going to bring us what we need. And the defense brings the offense, and they just go hand in hand. And I tell you, that was quite a defensive display tonight.
I think Goodland maybe wanted to slow it down, shoot a lot from three-point range, but it was the pressure defense up top that forced some things, that forced Goodland out into rhythm there. But, you know, that pressure by Brett O'Neill, Trey O'Neill, Tyler Hess, you know, you name it, it was all there tonight.
Oh, I you know, and that's the one thing. It's when they were setting their screens, we'd all, you know, we'd jump in and we'd get a switch and then we'd have somebody in their face. And I was watching those kids at pregame and those kids can shoot. And, yeah. You know, the thing about it is we didn't give them a chance to shoot tonight.
Once again, assistant coach Scott Holt joining us here postgame, and Scott City getting the victory 76-30. And even when you brought in your second five, I thought your second five stepped in and played pretty well and helped. The team really didn't miss a beat. You guys mixed in some ones and twos in there for most of the night.
You know, and that's what we've been doing in practice some too, you know, just because of things that have been happening. And, I think that's, you know, just one way that you know, it just works out well, and some of these kids get to play with the other groups, and it, you know, who knows what the situation may be, and they may have to learn to play together anyway. So, I mean, doing these kinds of things is actually pretty good for them.
And a kid like Colton Yeager, this is his third game in a row he's been able to play, and he's really stepped in. He's undersized down low, but really does a good job holding his ground on the defensive end, and he had some nice shots on the other end too.
Oh, I tell you, Colton, he's really got one heck of a shot. He's really a nice little shooter, and like you said, he is undersized, but height-wise, but width-wise, he's got a little bit of size going for him.
He uses that linebacker frame to his advantage.
That's right. He knows how to hook you.
You bet. And then Anthony Wilson, I thought his defense, probably the best defense he's played all year.
Yeah, you know, he sunk his hips. He got everything going. He was handsy with his hands, you know, to the point where it wasn't a foul, but, I mean, he was just good and handsy and gave them some fits, and that was a key for him. He had a lot of good steals tonight.
Yes, he did. Just a great collective effort here for the team tonight, 76-30 over the Goodland Cowboys, and a dominating performance from the word go. And you look ahead to Friday night, another home game, winter homecoming. It's TMP Marion. TMP lost a lot of kids from last year, but, from what they have coming back from last year to this year, they're not doing as bad as probably a lot of people would have thought coming into the season.
Well, you know, you've seen Joe coach, and you know what he's like, and I think that's the thing about it, and I'll guarantee you that he's going to have that TMP team ready to play Scott City.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whether it's considered a rivalry or not, I mean, we don't play them that much anymore. It's always, you know, Joe against Glenn, and you know, that's a big, it's going to be a big game.
It should, and it's, of course, winter homecoming as well. First leg of three games here this week, and you start off the week with a nice victory here tonight. And, Coach, once again, thanks for stopping by here, and we'll see you around the rest of this week.
All right. Well, thank you much.